We mentioned earlier that today is World Refugee Day, according to the United Nations. To really pay refugees their due, we'd have to tell you all their stories. So let's end the show with a story of just one refugee. Her name is Mari Malek. Her family fled South Sudan and came to the U.S. when she was a child. Malek's now based in New York, where she's become a fashion model and a DJ. She's also founded a nonprofit dedicated to helping children from war-torn areas, especially South Sudan. Our partners at the BBC produce a short video about Mari Malek. Here's an excerpt.
Where I come from, South Sudan, we are very strong and resilient. We've been going through war for over 4 decades, and we are still sticking through it and still surviving and still living and still making things. So that is in my blood.
When you do become a model, doesn't mean you get a contract and then you become rich and famous and everything is awesome. No, no, no. It's hard work.
Everything that I'm doing connects, because if I'm DJing, modeling, or acting, I always have to be doing it for a purpose and connecting it back to the story of where I come from. This is why I do this, to inspire refugee kids, to inspire anybody who's facing difficulties and think that they cannot get out of it. Yes, you can. You can do it. To be strong, resilient, never give up on myself. That's how I've made it this far.
Mari Malek, a former refugee from South Sudan. She's now a model and DJ based in New York. If you want to hear more of her story, check out that BBC video over on our Facebook page. It's there right now. Just search for The World. When she spins, Malek goes by DJ Stiletto, and we'll leave you with a track of hers from a few years back, Love Is The Way, featuring singer Lenny Harold.
This girl reminds me of the first time that I fell in love.
From the Nana Bill Harris Studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.